The state capital budget pays for big things that last a long time, and it usually gets written and okayed without a lot of the partisan fireworks that happen around the operating budget. Representative Steve Theringer, the squim Democrat who heads up the Capital Budget Committee, says that's partly because its main source of revenue comes from bond sales rather than direct taxes, but it also helps that the capital budget doesn't get involved in the kind of hot-button issues that push people into opposing camps. Theringer likes that just fine.
The documents are worked on in a very bipartisan way. We do over $1 billion at K-12, and then we spend over $800 million for higher education, $5 million set aside for broadband expansion in the rural areas. We also spend in the natural resource area, very much a bipartisan process.
Theringer doesn't brag about it here, but that $1 billion for K-12 schools is a state record. He plans to hold a public hearing on the capital budget on Thursday, and a vote by the full House could come as early as Monday. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dan Frizzell.